USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 900,832 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Friday, 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. CEO Pedro Martinez saying cancellations will happen Monday and until we get some breakthrough in the negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days after the two sides were not able to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says an aggressive program that focuses on antiviral drugs to treat COVID-19 will be the next big thing that will help the United States move toward living with coronavirus.
I do anticipate that this virus will continue to evolve, like I mentioned to you months ago, and it will continue to involve a variant that's more infectious than Delta, and that was Omicron. There needs to be an Operation Warp Speed-like mindset to developing antivirals, not just two antivirals from Pfizer and Merck, but we need a whole portfolio of antivirals that can really begin to put this pandemic back in its place.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Redfield saying he believes a big evolution is already happening regarding antiviral medication. President Biden spending part of his Saturday in Las Vegas, Nevada at the memorial service for Senator Harry Reid. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager Mark Elias is taking to Twitter saying he thinks before the 2022 midterms there will be a serious discussion about potentially disqualifying a number of individual House Republicans from serving in Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes Democrats aren't popular and won't win in 2022.
The American people see their agenda, they reject their agenda, they reject the crime wave that this party, the Democrat Party, is responsible for all across the country, the inflation, the out-of-control spending, they reject all of that. The Democrats know that, and come November, I think the American people are going to have their say.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is making a bold prediction regarding the 2022 midterm elections.
On the latest episode of his podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, the Texas senator said he puts the odds at a Republican Party victory in the House at 90%, and Cruz also predicts impeachment of President Joe Biden would be on the table soon after they take their oath of office. Senator Cruz said there are multiple grounds to consider for impeaching Biden, including his utter lawlessness in enforcing the southern border. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.